This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
The honest to God truth is, if Joe Biden cut a deal like this, I'd blister him. In fact, the Biden administration turned down the deal that Trump ultimately took because they knew we'd blister them going into the election. You can't tell me that if Joe Biden released nearly 2,000 of the world's worst terrorists, including 250 responsible for terror attacks that had casualties or multiple casualties, some of the worst terror attacks on the planet, if Joe Biden released almost 2,000 terrorists in exchange for 20 living hostages, that's 100 terrorists for each Israeli hostage. I'd have done a podcast just like this one, blistering his idiocy for doing that. I'd have suggested that Joe Biden and the Democrats are terrorist sympathizers, which they actually are. But those were Hamas's terms a year ago, when they could have saved more of these hostages, when these hostages were still alive. They wanted roughly 1,700 of the world's worst terrorists released back to them. This morning, they were right out of Israeli prisons. It was a horrible gut punch that our side, our media, mostly ignored. But Jim Hansen in the Middle East Forum, he knows how bad this was, and he explained it to Fox News, one of the few to have the courage to do so through the euphoria.
The estimate is there somewhere around 1,700 prisoners are going to be released, all of whom are some of the worst of Hamas, which is saying a lot. So when they go back, they have not had some magical conversion. You know, they did not undergo a transformation in prison to decide that they no longer hate the Jews.
The bottom line is Blinken and Biden could have had this deal, but they didn't dare going into an election. They didn't want us to tar them, and we would have, for releasing terrorists. They were already down in the polls. They couldn't do this deal. That's why they're going nuts right now. Because, again, they could have done this deal. They would have loved to have saved the terror group Hamas. That's who Democrats are. They're going nuts watching Trump floated as a Nobel Prize winner for doing it. And if you notice something else, the mainstream media will usually try to turn even the good things that Trump does into liabilities. They're not with this. Why? They don't want to level any criticism at him because it could scuttle the deal and then Hamas will end up in the dustbin of history. Remember, Democrats are the ones who march alongside Hamas sympathizers, terrorizing Jews at places like Columbia University. They don't want to see the demise of Hamas, so they had to grit their teeth and say what a great deal it was so it wouldn't get scuttled, but also so Trump supporters wouldn't figure out what's in it, thereby jeopardizing its passage. Look, you know I love Trump, and I'm usually a huge fanboy of whatever he's doing. But this, if Biden had done this under these conditions, I would have absolutely savaged him. And what conditions is that? A $6.5 billion golf course and hotel development deal between the Trump companies and Qatar. Qatar being the main funder of Hamas? You know, the place where the leadership goes to hide from Israel when Israel's trying to kill him? The place that Netanyahu said, forget that, I'm bombing Qatar, they're harboring terrorists. Netanyahu, by the way, was right to bomb Qatar. I mean, folks, they were harboring terrorists. Not just people I describe as terrorists. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terror group. Qatar was harboring them, harboring their leadership. But Trump forced him to apologize to Qatar for bombing its capital. Was that because that was wrong, or was that because Trump has a golf course deal with them? Folks, questions I would ask if this was Joe and Hunter Biden. How bad was that forced apology by Netanyahu? Here's Agency France on that.
Reports from the news outlets Politico now, which is claiming that the White House wrote Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's recent apology to Qatar over Israeli strikes in the country, and that a senior Qatari envoy was present in the Oval Office to ensure Netanyahu followed the prepared script.
But the Qatari strikes by Israel were important for another reason, because they decimated what was left of Hamas's leadership. Hamas would be well on its way to the dustbin of history were it not for this morning and the release of the 2000, allowing Hamas, as I said, to reconstitute. As one of the chief funders of Hamas, it's exactly the kind of thing Qatar would ask of you after they cut a $6.5 billion Trump hotel and golf course deal with you, after they gave you a new presidential plane, which, to be fair, Trump does not own. It was handed over to the U.S. government. After that, it'll be handed over to the Trump Presidential Library for Trump's personal use. But Qatar and Trump are close enough now that I've got questions. This is the first time I've asked this about Donald Trump. And you bet I'd ask it about the Bidens. In fact, I've built a whole career on asking these questions about Democrats and the Bidens. Because, folks, Hamas was effectively dead after those Qatari strikes. Here's Jonathan Chanzer, the Defense of Democracies.
Number one, Hamas was defeated a long time ago. I mean, they are a shadow of themselves. Hamas really couldn't continue fighting. They were too weak to fight. And I think they just needed a little push over the edge to finally quit this war.
Yeah, that's where they were before the 2000 were released. Now they're back in the game. I mean, folks, 250 of these terrorists were serving life sentences for the most heinous acts of terrorism, acts that killed people and in some cases dozens of people, from the Sparrow pizza bombing to the Park Hotel massacre to the bombing of Israeli school buses. And folks, here's my concern. What people don't understand here, they're praising this 20-point plan of Trump's, right? Well, here's the problem. Hamas only agreed to points one and two. That's where they turn over the hostages in exchange for their leadership and best terrorists to be released to them. They haven't agreed to anything beyond that. So when people praise the plan, it's just on paper. Hamas has not agreed to it. But here's what really worries me. Unless Netanyahu and Trump have some kind of deal where they've fitted these 2,000 terrorists with trackers and can babysit them all and keep them safe, they may well end up here. While Trump's done an amazing and wonderful job of militarizing the southern border, which needed to be done, it'd be hard to get through there. It's not possible, but it's hard to do. Canada is still comparatively wide open.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
And nearly 90% of the terror suspects that entered the U.S. Came, you know, over land borders via Canada, not the Mexican border. The number is 52 at the Mexican border and 358 on the U.S. terror watch list stopped at the Canadian border. How do they get to Canada? Folks, Canada's gone very radical on in terms of recognizing the Palestinian state, the Palestinian Authority. They don't see Hamas and Palestinians as enemies, and they regularly give visas to terrorists on the U.S. watch list and the international watch list. It's a really bad situation. And then some of them just walk right over the border. In fact, 19,000 people were arrested crossing from Canada into the U.S. in 2024 alone. Trump has cracked down on some of that. They've really doubled down on border agents there, and they're not holding them back like they were under Biden. But still, that is a massive border, and there's nowhere near the enforcement. My point being, it's entirely possible for these terrorists to end up here or to be have Americans within their reach. In fact, with Gaza as hot as it is, locked down as it is, and decimated as it is, America might actually be a better target for Hamas to retaliate against Jews. And folks, all of that assumes that J.D. Vance wins the presidency. If not, 4 years from now, southern border under Democrats will be wide open. These guys will sashay right over. In fact, incredibly, it's happened before. Yahya Sinwar, the architect of October 7th, the genocide, spent 22 years in an Israeli prison studying Hebrew, analyzing Israeli society, and planning his revenge. Well, he was released in 2011 in the Shalit deal, along with another 1,026 prisoners, and used his freedom to orchestrate the deadliest day in Israel's history. It will happen again with these guys running around. And given Trump's reaction to, Netanyahu killing Hamas leaders in Qatar, I got a question whether Trump will allow Netanyahu to go after these guys at all, since it would violate his peace deal, or at a very, minimum, scuttle it, making him look, well, not very successful. And again, Hamas has not agreed to Trump's plan. Middle East Forum writes, points 2 through 20 of Trump's plan remain aspirational, contingent on Hamas's voluntarily complying with demands that no genocidal movement has ever accepted without military defeat. Even more troubling is who's guaranteeing this arrangement. Turkey openly hosts Hamas leadership in Istanbul, providing sanctuary for terror planning. Qatar has funneled billions to Hamas over the years, maintaining the terror infrastructure over humanitarian cover. These aren't neutral peace brokers. These are Hamas's lifelines, ensuring the organization survives this war intact. And so the big praise that Trump has gotten is, wow, no one's ever brought these people together before to negotiate peace. Yeah, of course they're together. They have a chance to save Hamas. Even worse, this article by the Middle East Forum, The Ghost of Gaza, How Hamas Survived, they write, a ceasefire snatched defeat from the jaws of victory, ensuring the terror group survives to fight another day. The most hilarious part of all this is watching Antony Blinken lose his mind, practically screaming, I could have taken that deal. I could have taken that deal. Yeah, because Hamas offered it a year ago. Blinken's deal was a little different because they wanted Israel to totally withdraw from Gaza up front, whereas Trump's deal does that in phase two, which hopefully Hamas will never agree to. But could Biden and his Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, have gotten this deal? You bet. They just didn't dare. The Middle East Forum writes, what comes next? The second phase, scheduled to begin negotiations during the first phase's implementation, supposedly addresses Hamas's disarmament, complete Israeli withdrawal, and Gaza's political future. Every historical precedent suggests phase two will collapse under the weight of its contradictions, leaving Israel worse positioned than before the ceasefire, while Hamas reconstitutes its capabilities and declares strategic victory. And folks, I don't know how you could describe this as anything but a tremendous victory for Hamas. Sure, three waves of their leadership was killed by Israel, but think what they got. They got to do a 1,200-strong genocide in which they captured just enough hostages to trade for the 2,000 to get their leadership, better leadership than they had on October 7th, and more skilled, tactically gifted and trained terrorists than they had on October 7th. They're a stronger organization today than they were on October 7th with all these people out of prison. Since Hamas doesn't mind dying to accomplish its aims, this looks like a win-win to me. And it's like Trump almost knew that today when he was standing before the Israeli parliament. I think a level of fear there that these terrorists will harm or kill Israelis and Americans. And he was all but threatening them, saying, look, we've got weapons you don't even know about. Nobody knows about. Nobody knows what they are. They're really devastating. I mean, he's talking to Hamas. And the reason he would say it to the air, because he doesn't say specifically to Hamas, but he's talking to Hamas. The reason he's saying this is he knows they're a danger. He knows this is very dangerous and an incredible risk. Can you imagine a strike by Hamas? Which, think about this, folks. We have on this podcast, I have just extensively demonstrated how Hamas and the Democrat Party have merged. Even to the point where Iran is funding the Democrat street marches that they're doing with signs saying they support Hamas, harassing Jews on college campuses, using college visa, student visa as a backdoor to get Hamas sympathizers and I think actual Hamas members into the United States of America to terrorize Jews on our campuses. I mean, this is a group merged with the Democrats. Do not be surprised if they hit us on our soil. It could be by the end of the Trump administration. Finally, the question remains, wouldn't it have just been better to let Israel finish these people off, keep the terrorists in the Israeli jails? Folks have said, yeah, but we wouldn't have the 20 hostages back. Yeah, but when you let out 2,000 like this, these terrorists, there are going to be so many more hostages taken. And those will be the fortunate ones. There'll be a lot of dead, too. In other words, we didn't get anywhere. In fact, we might have increased the body count. But, you know, watching the hostages reunited with their family this morning was nice. It was cool, but it's not the end of this. Finally, a warning for Trump. If the Democrats didn't so desperately want to help Hamas to reconstitute Hamas, it's a source of funding for them, too, like I said, because, by marching with Hamas, they get that funding from Iran that even Biden spokesperson John Kirby admitted. Yeah, Iran's funding these street marches that Democrats are doing. It had to be killing them not to point out, wait a minute, Qatar funds Hamas. Qatar wants the Hamas leadership left untouched. Qatar wants all these people out of the Israeli jail. And Qatar gave Trump so far this year a plane, a $6.5 billion golf course and hotel deal, and a $12 million F-15 deal. And by the way, Qatar isn't getting their own base in Idaho. They will have space on an existing base that is ours to learn how to use the planes we're selling them, which I don't even think we should be selling them, given that they're, again, funding Hamas. It's crazy, but whatever. That's the same deal we have with Singapore. This is not the first country to get that deal. And they're not getting their own Air Force base. Still, everything I just laid out looks awful. And it's got to be killing the mainstream media not to lay it out the way that I just did. They have done separate stories about the Trump golf course deal, which was a few months ago. But nobody's tied it together that I could find in any major left-wing media the way I just did. And again, it's because they do not want to scuttle this deal. They need Hamas to have time to reconstitute. As for Trump, he better watch it. This is the kind of stuff that sinks presidencies and destroys J.D. Vance's chance of finishing the Trump term. That could put Americans in mortal danger of losing their rights. Because when it comes down to it, Trump's all we got. He should behave better.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.